This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India has marked a major milestone in its nuclear energy program as indigenously designed and built prototype fast breeder reactor PBFR at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu attained criticality. The 500 megawatts electric MBUE PWBR is located at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu and operated by Bharatiya Nabikia Vidyut Nigam Limited, Bhavini. It represents a key component of India's long-term nuclear strategy. Once fully operational, India will become only the second country after Russia to have a commercial fast breeder reactor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the landmark achievement. In a social media post last night, Mr. Modi said, India is taking a defining step in its civil nuclear journey, advancing the second stage of the country's three-stage nuclear program. The Indian Army has unveiled a technology roadmap for unmanned aerial system and loitering munitions in New Delhi. This initiative is a significant step towards providing long-term visibility of Indian Army's requirement in the field of unmanned aerial systems. The Indian Army said that the roadmap provides clear, actionable visibility to industry, academia, and research and development institutions to channelize investments and technological efforts towards priority areas identified by it. Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry draws to a close this evening. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties will be making concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Polling for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday. Yesterday, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held public meetings at Bhatpeta, Hojai and Dibrugarh in Assam. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the BJP will form the government in Assam for a third consecutive term. The Congress has also intensified its campaign in the state. Addressing a press conference in Guwahati yesterday, senior party leader Kumari Shailja said, "The Congress stands for justice and equal rights for all." Puducherry saw hectic campaign activity yesterday, with prominent leaders addressing rallies and public meetings. In Keralam, the campaign trail remained equally vibrant, with senior leaders from various political parties holding meetings and roadshows across the state. Meanwhile, scrutiny of nominations will be taken up today for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting in West Bengal. The filing of nominations for both concluded yesterday, while candidates can withdraw their names until Thursday. Polling for all 234 assembly seats in Tamil Nadu, along with 152 constituencies in the first phase in West Bengal, will be held on the 23rd of this month. Polling for the second phase in West Bengal will be held on the 29th of this month, covering 142 seats. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla have rejected the notice of motion brought by opposition members to remove Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar. The Rajya Sabha Secretariat and Lok Sabha Secretariat in separate communications informed that after due consideration of the notice of motion and a careful and objective assessment of all relevant aspects and issues involved, the Chairman, Rajya Sabha and the Lok Sabha Speaker have refused to admit the notice of motion. In a first, the opposition had submitted notices in both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha seeking to move a motion to remove the Chief Election Commissioner from the post, alleging a partisan attitude. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a stark warning saying the United States could decimate Iran in a single night if Tehran fails to reach a deal and the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial global energy route, is not reopened before the deadline. President Trump has set a deadline of 5:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow for reaching an acceptable deal that ensures the free flow of energy through the Gulf. And that is the end of this news bulletin.